We begin today in Brisbane, where several Australian Lord Mayors are meeting to discuss the high number of people in their communities living on the streets. They're being joined by the Federal Minister responsible for homelessness. But even before the meeting began, the Minister was disputing the statistics and insisting on putting what he called a positive spin on the issue. In Brisbane, Rachel Mealy reports.
It's an escalating problem in Australia. The latest census figures indicate homelessness increased by 14% over 5 years to 2016. It's especially a problem in our capital cities. Melbourne's Lord Mayor Sally Capp says there's a crisis in her city.
We live in a prosperous country. It is unacceptable that people have to resort to sleeping on our streets when they are at the same time often going through so many other difficult issues in their lives.
The Council of Capital City Lord Mayors is made up of the Lord Mayors of Melbourne, Sydney, Hobart and Adelaide. They'll hold a briefing session with the Minister later today. Speaking to Hamish McDonald on RN Breakfast this morning, the Assistant Housing Minister Luke Howarth appeared to downplay the current figures.
About 116,000 homeless people out of 25 million. Over the 15-year period from 2001 through to 2016, the homelessness rate of persons living in impoverished dwellings or people on the street that we often see as an indicator of homelessness actually dropped slightly from almost 8,946 down to 8,200. That's over a 15-year period.
The Minister says he'd like to put a positive spin on the homelessness issue.
What I'm saying is, and I want your listeners to know, that Australia, you know, we live in a fantastic country. We have 99.5% of our Australians homed and living in safe places. There's 0.5% of the population that isn't. We want to make sure that 0.5% are in homes as quickly as possible. You know, I want to put a positive spin on it as well and not just say that, you know, Australia is in a housing crisis when it affects a very, very small percentage of the population.
The Council of Capital City Lord Mayors says affordable housing is a number one priority, but the Minister says his focus is on emergency housing.
Affordable housing is important, and obviously, you know, the government, as I said, spends some $4.5 billion a year on a Commonwealth rent assistance to help people that need it be able to get a roof over their head. That's making a big difference. But, yeah, what I am hearing on the street, you know, from people that are on the ground is that emergency accommodation is a really important issue.
Mr. Howarth says he also wants to look into the number of vacant houses around Australia.
You look at Australian housing, there's some 10 million houses in Australia. Apparently there's 1 million sitting vacant. So, I want to look at why there's so many vacant houses as a first point of priority as well.
The Minister's comments have drawn a swift response from organisations who work with the homeless. Mark Henley is the CEO of the Queensland Council of Social Services.
High cost of housing, inadequate income. The Minister really needs, it's welcome that it is a new Minister, but he needs to get out, he needs to speak to people, he needs to wander the streets of Brisbane, other cities across the state. He'll see homelessness is a major issue.
He says the Minister's comments are insensitive and out of touch.
Housing is a fundamental need for each and every person in the community. So let's talk about making sure that we address the needs of the community for those who need it most.
Mission Australia CEO James Toomey says it's hard to see any positives when you're homeless.
And whilst it may be statistically a small part of the population, for every one of those 116,000 people, which includes families and children and single people, etc., right the way through the breadth of our population, the everyday experience of waking up and not knowing where you're going to sleep that night or whether you can sleep somewhere that night is your absolute day-to-day dominating experience.
That's James Toomey, the CEO of Mission Australia, ending that report by Rachel Mealy.